on WGN Radio. John Williams here, and I've got a couple of questions for our next guest, Harold Krent, who is a professor of law at the Chicago Kent College of Law. Professor Krent, welcome to WGN Radio. How are you?
Thank you, and good morning to you.
So I know that you served in the Biden administration during the first half of 2022 in the Office of Management and Budget in the General Counsel's office. I presume also as a professor over there at Kent that you kind of have a handle on enough constitutional law to answer a question for me, which is, why does the Justice Department drop charges against former President Trump?
You know, there are two reasons. And the first is that there is a standing rule in the Department of Justice that a president should not be prosecuted. This has been, you know, sort of a post-Watergate decision that's been followed. And so Jack Smith said he was honoring that rule in deciding to drop the prosecution since President Trump has been reelected. But there's another reason that Jack Smith did not cite, which is he would immediately be fired under a Trump administration, and Trump would designate someone to drop the prosecution. So even if Jack Smith hadn't decided to drop this case, it was all going to be moot anyway, because obviously the Trump Justice Department would have dropped the prosecution.
Okay, let's address both of those points. About the precedent, it's not a legal precedent. It's more a legal custom, right?
That's correct. It's a decision that it's not appropriate, constitutionally wise. There was no decision that it was mandated by Article 2 of the Constitution, which is, of course, presidential power, but rather it's a very, very, very good idea not to prosecute a sitting president, which, of course, we saw, which we could see in, you know, with the Nixon White House, we could see with the first Trump administration, et cetera. So it's a deeply embedded norm, but it is not a constitutional rule. However, it is constitutionally appropriate, for better or worse, that the president can direct the attorney general to drop any prosecution, and the president probably will, for instance, order that the prosecution of his two other defendants in the classified documents case be dismissed, because Jack Smith did not move to dismiss those. So his co-defendants in the President Trump's co-defendants in the documents case, that case is still live technically, but I doubt that it will survive more than a couple weeks into the Trump administration.
Mm-hmm. Well, does Jack Smith have a career anyway in the White House when Donald Trump takes office? Isn't he going to be shown the door regardless?
I would assume that he would resign before that. He still has to write his report. The report, I think, is important for the public to see, to sort of digest what any kind of new information that Jack Smith hasn't covered in any of those two cases that has not been publicly disclosed before.
I see that. Okay, but I want to interrupt you. It just seems to me, though, that sometimes people choose to quit rather than be fired. Sometimes they wait to be fired rather than quit, depending on the message they want to send. But it would just seem to me like the fear of losing your job as a reason to drop the charges is kind of a moot point. I would rather he stand his ground and press the case, at least if I were a person that wanted to see this case proceed. I mean, I must tell you, I'm a little frustrated by the notion that, and this is the big picture I want you to comment on, the idea is that a duly elected president, that's the will of the people. We want him to serve, and maybe he can't do that from jail or encumbered by a long trial. I guess those are the conflicting interests here, right? Do we want to see the person that we elected serve unencumbered, or do we want the person to be treated like everybody else in a court of law? Those are the two sides of the scale here, right?
No, I agree with you. I think you've analyzed the issue well. And I think for the two reasons we talked about before, Jack Smith decided to end the prosecutions now, so it's more orderly, and that it wouldn't be sort of a kind of, as you put it, ugly instance with him being discharged when President Trump names what his attorney general becomes confirmed. And, you know, it's for the last, 3 years, President Trump has not been treated the way most criminal defendants are. And we've seen that time and time again, the delays, the shenanigans especially in the classified documents case, a typical defendant wouldn't get all of those benefits. Maybe he's lucky, Maybe he has good lawyers, but I think basically he's been treated differently.
But maybe that's appropriate too, right? I mean, maybe we should treat the president or the former president deferentially because we want to ensure that it doesn't look like a political retribution.
Oh, I agree. I mean, I think that it was overboard, I think, in this case. I mean, what happened with the Supreme Court interfering in the D.C. January 6th case, with the district court in Florida in trying to make a complicated case out of a straightforward document retention case based on the classified documents that President Trump took with him to Florida. These were relatively, especially the documents case, was cut and dried. It should have been over in a matter of months, if not weeks. And obviously, it was just dragged on.
Wonder what this says, though, to all of the people that have done years worth of work on this. I don't know if they could see the finish line, but they knew they had to ultimately be getting closer. And now it's all gone. It's not going to happen, or at least it won't happen for 4 more years. And I'm not holding my breath on that either.
No, I think it's extremely unlikely that these cases will be revived in 4 years. And, you know, the taxpayers also paid $50 million plus for these investigations. They were important. I think it's a good use of taxpayer money. I think we all deserve to see the final reports, but through the delay tactics, through the kind of intervention of both the Supreme Court and a recalcitrant judge in Florida, these two federal cases did not come to a close.
Well, Harold, then what's your final comment about all of this? I mean, back to the point that Trump was reelected, the people want him to serve. So should the cases have been dropped or should they have been pursued?
I think they should have been pursued more quickly and just with a cleaner version. The election was hovering over everybody's minds anyway, and partially because of the prosecution, partially because of bad luck, the case is just dragged out. Even in the Georgia case, right? The freaky thing happened there with the prosecutor, appointing a lover to be the special prosecutor, and that delayed the whole trick. So one after another, sort of the tiles fell in ex-President Trump's direction, allowing him to delay. And in this case, a delay was a victory.
Can he be charged after he serves his term? You just answered that he could be. It's unlikely. So why not postpone the case until after the presidency ends, says a listener. Somebody said the president ran, so he didn't have to go to jail, Trump, that is. And somebody else said, I thought no one is above the law. Comment on that, if you will. I thought no one was above the law.
Sure, the last one was the most important, and the fact that he was convicted in New York under state law, that's something. He won't go to jail for that. He wouldn't have anyway, I don't think, and the judge may be putting off sentencing till after he serves time after he serves as president. But I think at least he did have a day in court. That's something. He was not above
the
law.
That's true.
And think about the amount of money that he had to spend in his defense. Of course, he raised it through campaign donations, but still, he did serve time and was subject also to civil fines, millions and millions of dollars between the sex offender case as well as the fraud case brought by the New York Attorney General. So he's not above the law, and that is important. But he did get an advantage out of the situation much more than you or I would.
Harold Krent is a Chicago Kent College of Law professor. Nice to talk to you, Harold. Let's visit again. I appreciate your insight.
Good to talk to you, and take care and enjoy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too.